And respectfully, I submit to you that that is not properly framing the question, as no one would expect a terrorist to show up for a scheduled meeting with the U.S. Special Forces. The question being put to you, it seems to me, is why U.S. Special Forces couldn't have an unscheduled meeting with this individual in a period of time less than, as you put it, just a few years.
Well, James, with all due respect, I would say there are reasons why individuals, including terrorists, meet with reporters to gain more attention for their issues or their agenda. That is entirely different from any operation to take these individuals into custody. And there are a range of factors taken into account. Where we are today is that this individual, with the support and leadership of the military, the Justice Department, a range of officials in the interagency, has been apprehended. And that is an important step forward in our view.
So I guess the question, following your own logic, the next question to be propounded to you is, why didn't we pose as a reporter to capture him then?
Well, we appreciate your view. If you're volunteering yourself for future endeavors, we'll take that into account.
In other words, you're still not addressing the central question, Jen. You're not answering the question of why a reporter was able to get within 6 inches of this guy and U.S. Special Forces weren't for more than 2 years. What is the answer to that?
Well, the answer, James, is that reporters have interviewed a range of terrorists in the past. There's nothing new about that. They have their own desire to get their story heard, their agenda heard. That's entirely different from taking the steps necessary to apprehend someone in a country, a third country, a second, not the United States, as has happened in this case. We did it as expeditiously as possible, took into account a range of factors, and where we are today is that the outcome was successful.